Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, if there is a theme to the shows I've seen recently, it may be that of men reflecting on their lives. Now, more on that in a moment. Tangentially included in the theme is men being confronted with accusations and the idea of certainty being replaced by doubt. Yep, the revival of that play, full title, Doubt, A Parable, by John Patrick Shanley, is my first one this week. I've seen it on stage before and on film, like most of you, I assume, but this production is one of the best. The four-character cast is top-notch. Liev Schreiber is a father priest accused of getting too close to one of his Catholic school students. Amy Ryan is excellent as the head of that school. Zoe Kazan is the new and young sister teacher. And Quincy Tyler Bernstein as the mother of the possibly abused boy are excellent as well. It's 90 very tight minutes. Did it need to be done now? Who knows? But the Roundabout Company is filling the theater for this run, which is scheduled for only a few more weeks through April 21st. Now, that one has the male lead being questioned. The trend I have seen this past season is shows where the men at the center are looking back on their own lives. We had Barry Manilow's Harmony, which was narrated by one such character. We have Neil Diamond as his old and young selves being analyzed. Now we have The Notebook, in which the older man is telling his and his wife's story to her while she is nearing the end of life. And just open, we have Water for Elephants, in which an older man relives his young self joining a circus. Like Notebook, Water for Elephants has received wildly mixed reviews, I have to say, but both seem to be doing very well. With the latter, the acrobatics and puppetry are well done, engendering constant applause. If you love circus-themed stories, this is for you. Is it for young kids? Not unless they could handle some sad deaths involving animals. The music I found mostly forgettable, but if this sounds like your kind of adventure, go for the ride as they sing on the stage. My third show is one that has been up quite a while, earning multiple Tony nominations, and I felt it was time for me to give it a whirl. That would be And Juliet. The show is witty, filled with recognizable pop songs and performed by a great cast of singers, actors, and dancers. It helps if you brush up on your Shakespeare beforehand. Will and his wife, Anne Hathaway, have the funniest repartee. I hope you're a strong enough man to write a strong woman, she urges him. I'm working on a new love story now, he says, about a marriage. It's called Macbeth. The book here is written by David West Reed. It's very funny. Off-Broadway, a new show I caught is called Stalker. Now, don't be scared. If you enjoy Penn and Teller, as I always have, you will like this one. Now playing at the New World Stages on West 50th. Our two host entertainers here are Peter Brynolf and Jonas Leung, Swedes both, and extremely likable and entertaining. And I guess brilliant. This is a family-friendly 2 hours filled with audience participation, if you so desire, and truly amazing tricks, mind reading, card dealing, and so on. I think they hit 100% when I was there. The title, by the way, sounds scarier than the show is. I believe the idea is these days with social media and algorithms, etc., we're all kind of being stalked. Finally, I also watched a current off-Broadway production called 7 Year Disappear by The New Group. Now, this one I viewed online as part of something called the League of Livestream Theater. The production stars Cynthia Nixon as a performance artist of sorts, and a very talented young actor I did not know, Taylor Trench, as I believe her son. I'm not sure I completely followed the story, but it was a compelling enough 90 minutes. Mostly, I send gratitude and kudos to The New Group for this approach. Other companies have done it occasionally. It's a great way to give folks at home a taste of live theater. As I hope I do for you, I've got more of it this week, and I'll see you next time with more.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems, produced in the studios of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.